Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You ready for the Mike Vrabel era?
I think I am ready for the Mike Vrabel era. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Are you surprised that it's the Mike Vrabel era?
No, are you talking yourself into it a little bit over there?
Even at the end of last week, I started to talk myself into it. Remember, I brought up some positives for Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
Not my first choice. I'm not going to sit here and be like, had him all the way. This was the only guy that I wanted. I wanted Ben Johnson. They didn't get Ben Johnson. But I was saying about Mike Vrabel, you know, you're not going to surprise him with anything on game day. I like the way that he carries himself. I think he's got a great kind of sarcastic sense of humor. I don't think he's going to be, like, you know, intimidated by anything. He's going to be, he knows what he's doing, and that's exactly what they needed. But I also need somebody that knows what they're doing offensively, and then that sort of leaves the door open to, like, how good this hire is overall.
Yeah, so, I don't think it's a bad hire, but it was not my first choice either. We'll get into it all day long here on Jones and Keith. Keith is here.
I made it through.
I think that's noteworthy.
Passcode worked on the door outside. I wasn't sure. I was nervous.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
Keith let me in. So his code did what I walked in right with him. Keith let me in. So his code, I can vouch for it. Your code does work.
There will be no apology, Nick. You don't need to play that. There will be no apology. I don't change a thing from what I said on Friday. So we can get into that much more because there was a bit of a response to it. The captain, Brad Marchand, spoke about it for several minutes.
Did he ever?
Legit called for my job. Then he had a real sad sack Instagram post, which we'll get into all of this, but I'll just say I stand by what I said. People come. I had a busy weekend on the internet. I kind of stayed off of like Twitter and Instagram, but there were a lot of really nasty things.
Angry eggs.
So now I kind of know how Jones feels. Like, I have a good sense of like what Jones is. Like, usually mine's somewhat positive. It's like, hey, Keith, great job. Love the Dork podcast, like that.
Yeah, welcome to my side of the street.
These people were upset. These people were mad. And I'm sure they're dealing with stuff, you know, at home and in their personal lives.
Yeah, you never know what people are dealing
with. I'm sure it's real bad for some of them. Really bad. But they were coming at me, and they agreed with Marchand that I shouldn't have a job.
Well, there's a lot of former media members who are upset.
Oh, my God. And then add those morons to the list.
Okay.
It's one thing to have anybody with, like, hashtag NHL Bruins in their Twitter bio.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're upset. You have the spoked bee as your avatar. I get it. You're mad. But then there's, like, a handful of former media members who I know. They're taking, like, I'm catching strays from these morons now. I'm like, this I can't stand for.
I can't stand for that either.
Like, what is that?
Well, never mind. Then I don't know if we're going to have to get, you know, locker room reports about you and Courtney now, but that seems like quite a falling out already.
Oh, my God. She's like, oh, Keith got lied to. He's wrong about this. This thing stinks to high heaven. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Because I have had, and thank you, there's plenty of people that are like, yeah, I agree with Keith because he's been right about all of these things, and why would he make it up? People are supporting, right? I thought maybe I'd get that this morning. I'm listening, as I always do. Greg seems to be on my side. Wiggy, for sure.
Curtis
is.
Yep.
Courtney's like, nope. Lied to. He's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, so anybody plugged in here at WE, yeah, you can report on the locker room fallout between Keith and Courtney.
Good Lord.
Because it's getting ugly.
Yeah.
But we're going to address Marchand comment by comment, line by line.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to go through it because there was a lot. He got a lot of good licks in.
No, he did.
Let's just say he got a lot of good licks in.
It's not his first time, but that's his specialty, Keith. Getting those in.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll do that at 11, yeah?
Was that Marchand?
Yeah, that was Marchand. You hear that again? That's
there he is.
Live audio.
Wow.
No, I think, can I hear that again?
That's Brad.
Let me hear it. No. Those are the former media members too, Brad. I think is what.
Oh my God. Seriously.
That's their tongues to Brad's ass is what
these
that is.
Guys, they got a mouthful. Some of them. Like, good Lord.
Okay.
He's not going to be your best friend.
No.
For all these people that are like defending Brad Barcia, he's never he wouldn't bend the truth on this one.
He's going to treat you like Pasternak is how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
be stern with you.
We'll get to that line by line, comment by comment.
That's right.
All the good licks that Marchand got in. We'll get to that.
Yeah, a few licks in there.
In full at 11 o'clock sharp. Very rude. The Patriots had to make an announcement.
I was like,
today.
Come on, guys.
Very rude.
All day Friday night and Saturday. I'm thinking, all right, Monday's gonna be great because rather than like respond to all these people like coming out of the woodwork, literally from Canada to make fun of the report.
These Canadians. Noodles and O-Dog, I heard, were talking about it.
They were all over it. It was a big topic on their show.
I couldn't believe it. When I was told, I couldn't believe it when I heard Noodles and O-Dog were talking about it.
You know, rather than address all of those people, we'll do it today. We'll do it at 11.
You good? Really?
No, I don't know what happened.
What the hell's going on?
Swallowed a bug? Giant bug?
Okay, so very rude of the Patriots to make their announcement. Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. It's not a shock. It was not a well-kept secret. Probably because they basically hired him after the Chargers game. The second that Chargers debacle happened.
Or maybe even
they hired him
a month ago.
Maybe even before that. Some tell you they in retrospect, wanted to hire him a whole year ago, and they were too scared to rework Mayo's contract and the blowback from that. So you can talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Yes, Keefe here today.
For now.
Pass code works.
No
pink slip in the locker yet that I've seen.
Not yet.
So we'll get to all of it. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. There's a healthy chat going on, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But the internet here is down.
So, yeah, we might not read your... It could be updated at any moment.
I'd say good day for that. But you can chat along, and we'll follow along. We'll get to it.
All right, so what's your...
Plus, you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI, yes?
What's your take now that it's official? We've known for a while this was what it was going to be. We both had somebody else as our ideal hire, but now that we know that it is Mike Vrabel, what's your thought?
Yeah, I think they leaned too far into getting the adult in the room, the leader of men, overreacting to the experience or lack of experience with Jerod Mayo. I think it's an overreaction. I think they leaned too far into it. I do think it was a sham of a process, which I think is insulting to the Rooney Rule, but that's not even my real gripe with it. I just would have talked to a bunch of candidates. I would have talked to Ben Johnson and done a real interview. That was a fake interview. Leftwich and...
Pep Hamilton.
Thank you, Pep Hamilton. Obviously, those were sham interviews, but I would have really interviewed Aaron Glenn. And I think if you took it seriously, he would have taken the interview. You didn't, so he didn't. I would have really interviewed Brian Flores, Ben Johnson. I would have called about Kevin O'Connell. So I'm just annoyed about all that. I think they leaned too far into the leader of men. But now you do have a guy who I think is an adult in the room. You have a guy who's done it before. There should be no surprises. And here's what I'll say about Vrabel. There's no excuses now. There's no excuses for the team to go out, underachieve. He's been the coach of the year. He's been to an AFC title game. He knows how it works in New England. So, great. You hired the adult in the room. You hired the leader of men. You know him well. No surprises. I will not entertain any excuses. There should be no surprises this year. There should be no disciplinary issues, picking the wind the wrong way in overtime.
No.
You know, the lack of aggression 1 week and then being overly aggressive the next week. There shouldn't be any of that. There's no room for any of that. So if you're telling me that's what you're getting in Vrabel, I want to see all those things this year, which means you can't go out this year and suck again. And Vrabel, if he's elevating your floor, you better really elevate the floor and you better be a competitive team this year. If you do that, Vrabel will look like the right hire.
Yeah.
If you're winning 4 or 5 games again, then I wish you leaned in on somebody with a higher ceiling.
Yeah, there's definitely no excuse for that. Also, you get into, they have a last place schedule once again, and you play a bunch of bums. Like, they should... Even with just a little help in free agency. Now, we're hoping for a lot of help, but even with a little bit of help, you should be able to turn around and be closer to 500. It'll be interesting to see whenever the futures come out and like what the over-under is. So this year is 4.5, and they hit the under, even with the fake win in the last game of the season. So I wonder what it's going to be. Like, is it going to be 6.5 because of Vrabel? Is it going to be even higher than that? Like, we'll have to wait and see. But I look at it as kind of like a B+. Like a B+ hire. You hear some people talking about like A++. Like, this is the guy. Pats are back. B+ for me. Like, it's good. There's a lot of worse candidates out there. Much worse candidates. I would have shot for a little bit of that higher ceiling. But I think a lot of it has to do with Robert Kraft is so upset that he has himself to blame for a lot of it. But since Tom Brady left, where they've been at, you know, one playoff appearance, no playoff wins, and a couple of last place finishes, like just a disaster that, yeah, it'd be great to win another Super Bowl, but you need to make the playoffs. Like, you need to be a relevant team again. And Mike Vrabel is, in many ways, just the safe hire. You bring him in. He's safe, I think, for the team. He's also safe for the fan base. I think the majority of the fan base is happy with this.
Yeah.
Like overall, there was
a poll question yesterday. I would pull it up if Twitter worked in here.
Yeah, it does not.
But there was a poll question yesterday that WEEI put out. It was like, do you like the hire or did you prefer Ben Johnson? Which, when you asked it a week ago, it was like close to 50-50.
55, 45.
It was like 91% were like, great hire, home run, love it.
Well, that's why I think if you did like the...
So it's a popular move.
The Roddy Tease score on the movie site, it's either up or down. There's no like 8 out of 10. No, up or down. You don't have a choice. You can't gray it. Up. I'll say up. Like it's a good
hire.
It's not the greatest thing of all time, and it'll be interesting to see too, offensive coordinator and like how all that plays out. Front office. We've already gotten some interesting reports on how that's going to play. But just Mike Vrabel sort of commanding the locker room, commanding the sideline, even the press conference, which may not be as big a deal to some as it is to others. Like all of that, he's going to crush. And you're not the guy replacing Belichick. You're now the guy replacing Mayo. This is sort of like going from like Francona to Bobby Valentine to John Farrell. And I know John Farrell ended up being a joke, but like when he was there at first, it was, he was the old pitching coach for Francona, and he's going to like run a more serious kind of clubhouse. This is kind of like that too. Like he's not full Belichick by any means, but he's a lot closer to Bill than he is to Gerard Mayo.
No, that's true. And you referenced some of the bad seasons at the end, which I think get my antenna up. I agree with you. B+ is probably about right. B+, good, solid hire. I don't hate the hire by any means. It was not my first choice. It's probably the best way to put it. His offenses in Tennessee were pretty awful.
He had two good ones with the Derrick Henry 2,000-yard season, right?
Yep. Yep. So he was, and this is just by, this is offensive efficiency. So per play metric, 23rd, 10th, 3rd, 17th, 22nd, 19th. That's from Mike Reese. So, you know, those are pretty underwhelming offenses. I think his teams largely were underwhelming. He didn't inherit a bad team when he got to Tennessee. He inherited a team that was 9-7. Mm. He went 9-7 in year one. It was bad the last 2 years. So I don't think it's perfect by any means. But we're trying to get into some of the things we do like about it, because I think we've highlighted a lot of what we question about it over these last couple of weeks, and why you would prefer Ben Johnson, or I preferred Liam Cohen and Kevin O'Connell and names like this, in addition to Ben Johnson. One thing I like, and I think you're going to see it and hear it in its entirety today here on WEEI. Mike Vrabel has a press conference at noon. He's introduced today at noon, which just really highlights two things. How fast this process was. It's the fastest coaching hire since 2019 in the NFL. Ron Rivera, I think, was hired after 2 days after the season in 2019. This is the fastest hire since then. So they flew through the process because it's probably been done.
Well, they were the first coach or first team, not counting in-season firings. Yep. They were the first team to fire their coach. They didn't even wait a day. They waited an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they quickly got interviews. And clearly this was a sham to begin with because they didn't want to wait around for guys that couldn't interview until later in the playoffs or until the season was over. So they got their two minority candidates out of the way immediately. Then they brought in Vrabel, brought in Ben Johnson, and I don't even know why they did that. You know, was that just in case Vrabel maybe took the Raiders job? But I don't think that. Maybe they had, or just for the fans, just for the look of it.
Yeah, maybe it was that. Just because the Mayo lack of a search pissed so many people off, they were just trying to satisfy that. I guess.
I mean, in the history of Robert Kraft owning the team, how many head coach interviews has he done? Now he had Bill for such a long time, but Bill, they traded for Bill, so that was. I don't want to call that a sham process, but that was not a true hiring process.
Pete Carroll probably was a real one.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. So, yeah. So, all the way back then. And then, so, you trade for Bill Belichick. You make Gerard Mayo the coach in waiting. And then this is like, he was not the coach in waiting, Mike Vrabel, but he kind of was. Like,
right.
He just read between the lines. So, it doesn't mean it won't work. It's just, all right, it's back-to-back kind of sham process.
So, 2019. It's the fastest since then. And they did another thing I did not expect. They upstaged the wild card round. I didn't think they'd make this announcement until tomorrow.
Same.
There's a game tonight.
Yeah.
There were games yesterday. They kind of upstaged wild card weekend, which I didn't think Kraft would do. And
I don't think the league would even let them, but I guess there's no rule. There's no like a baseball A-Rod rule where it's like, hey, World Series, knock off your stuff.
But this might as well be A-Rod. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I know these other teams are in the playoffs, but don't forget about the Patriots. Like, Kraft's still thirsty for attention. I didn't even think he'd do that, but they flew through this process. I think some of the things you're going to like about Vrabel, and I'm certainly going to like Vrabel, especially before any games are played and losses start piling up, if they start piling up. I think you're going to hear that today at noon. I'd encourage you to stick around and listen to Mike Vrabel in his entirety. We'll air it live here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. His introductory press conference from Gillette Stadium. I think you're going to get your Mamba berries, which we all love, and like good ones. People said that about Mayo.
No. I'm way more attached to Vrabel as a fan than Mayo.
Mayo fake won a Super Bowl when he was here. He didn't even play. He was like with the Logan Mankins, Wes Welker teams. He was on like all those teams.
Yeah, no, Vrabel was on like the team.
Vrabel started it. He wasn't the guy, but he was one of the guys who helped start it. So I'm going to eat that up. We all love the early episodes of the Dynasty on Apple.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get some of the member berries. You're going to get like some good one-liners. And I don't think he's going to sit there and suck up to Kraft like Mayo did. I mean, all the Thundercat nonsense.
I bet he doesn't call him Thunder Buddy.
I think this is going to come across 8 million times better than Mayo did.
It definitely is. And that's even from afar, like after his playing career and watching Vrabel coach the Titans, I've always loved how he's carried himself. And some people today are going to sort of point to like, oh, you know, the players got to be ready for like a guy who's mean or whatever. It's like, yeah, I think he's pretty straightforward, like that former player, but he's not so close to it. Maybe that was part of Mayo's problem. Like, he just played a few years ago. Like, Vrabel's been a little bit longer, so they can relate to him in that sense, but he's also a little bit more of the old school coach. But he's not like Belichick in the sense that he's just going to snort into the microphone and tell you, like, we're just going to talk about the guys who are on the field.
No, I think media-wise,
talk to you. Like,
I think it's a good outward-facing member of the organization.
Because people wanted to compare Mayo to, like, Dan Campbell or, like, Mike Tomlin. Like, isn't Vrabel closer to those guys?
Yes.
Like, he'll tell you what he wants to tell you. He's not going to protect everything because he knows what's the point of some of that. But he's going to be pretty straightforward. And I think he's also not going to worry about hurting the players' feelings and stuff like that. So that whole aspect of it, I'm in favor of.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay, good.
That's incredible.
Good.
So, like, the...
You can do that.
The head coach, Mike Vrabel, versus, like, the head coach, Ben Johnson or Liam or Cohen or these guys that we haven't seen yet, it's such an unknown. Like, that's a big question mark.
Yeah.
Like, Vrabel, the head coach, I feel like, is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
It's just, all right, who does he get to run his offense? Because we've already heard a bunch of different names out there. I'm not a fan of all of them, so...
I don't think I'm a fan of any of them.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. I think I could be talked into one or two. But that's more of the concern. But if you're like, all right, who's in charge of this operation and who's going to have a little bit more say when it comes to player personnel and things like that, all right, this is a good upgrade.
So my feeling again, all right, you have cap space. You have Drake May. You have the number 4 pick. You got your guy. No excuses now. There's no reason.
Hashtag no excuses.
Yeah, there's no reason for a slow start.
Yep.
There's no reason to stub your toe or have, you know, communication issues or walkbacks or, you know, just, again, a slow start. There's no excuses for any of this. You got your guy. It's been done for probably weeks. And I don't mean like the T's crossed and the I's dotted in the contract. But the wink and nod agreement has probably been done for weeks. You got your guy. You have your cap space. You have your quarterback. You have the number 4 overall pick. So go get it done. Mm-hmm. And this should not be a slow rebuild. It shouldn't be 4 or 5 wins next year. You need to be competitive in year one, especially with this guy. So what do you think about it? 617-779-7937. I think we all had a strong assumption, but now we know. Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the Patriots, is going to be introduced to the media at noon. You'll hear it here on WEEI. You can listen live on the Odyssey app or, of course, here in Boston on 93.7. Rich Keefe will address Brad Marchand point by point.
That's right.
Line by line.
You bet.
From his Friday rant,
yep,
ripping into Keith's report, scoop, about the Bruins locker room and any issues between he and David Pastrnak. You're not going to want to miss that. That's at 11 o'clock. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. More importantly, beyond just Vrabel, Keith just touched on some of this. Who's Vrabel bringing with him on the offensive staff to work with Drake May? Who is he bringing in the front office to potentially be in charge of personnel? Could Vrabel be in charge of personnel? Will Elliot Wolf stay on? We'll get to all that with your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI. It was announced yesterday that Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots have reached an agreement on a multi-year deal to become the Patriots' new head coach. In six seasons as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, Vrabel went 54-45 and was 2-3 in the playoffs, including an AFC Championship appearance. Vrabel will be introduced today at noon. Recapping Wildcard Weekend in the NFL, on Saturday, the Texans defeated the Chargers 32-12, and the Ravens beat the Steelers 28-14. Yesterday, the Bills beat the Broncos 31-7, the Eagles defeated the Packers 22-10, and finally, the Commanders got the 23-20 win over the Buccaneers. Tonight is the final wildcard matchup between the Vikings and the Rams. You can hear the call of that game right here on 93.7. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock, and Westwood One's coverage will begin at 7:30. Celtics got back in the win column after last night's 120-119 win over the New Orleans Pelicans at the TD Garden. Jason Tatum led all scorers with 38 points in the victory. The Seas return to the court Wednesday night when the Celtics will be in Toronto to play the Raptors. And after snapping a six-game losing streak with Saturday's 4-3 overtime win against the Panthers in Florida, the Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow night where the Bees host the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Garofolo on some of the coordinators that Mike Vrabel could bring with him as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. I think one's already been shot down. Shane Bowen, the D coordinator he mentioned there, I think is staying with the Giants. They're pulling too many guys from the Giants and Browns for my taste.
Like, that's the Giants and Browns? This isn't 1992.
Not a great
list. Those are two of the worst teams in the league.
And I don't like the other name that I know a lot of people like the sound of, Josh McDaniels. That's the name Garofolo mentioned. We started talking about it late last week. Bedard and others have brought his name up as well. I think that's now a largely accepted name.
It is. It's crazy to me. A third trip back to New England. This is another one where you can do worse. Like there are guys worse than him, but can't you also do better? Like you have Drake May. You have a real head coach who has been around the league. You would think would have a little bit bigger Rolodex, certainly than Mayo, and certainly than some of the other guys. Like, he's not just a Patriot guy. I personally don't even include him in the Belichick tree. He coached for the Texans. He coached for the Titans. He coached in college. Like, he has more branches, you would think, than just to go back to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. It's not, there's no imagination to it.
No.
Which is part of why I don't like it. And I don't trust McDaniels. And I think people overrate what he did. He won with Brady. Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive. And he did have a really good year with Mac. True. He also had a terrible finish to that year and a terrible year before that with Cam Newton. And no one brings that up.
Yeah.
He had a terrible year with Cam.
So but also
he's
any
kind
year,
of 50-50 without Brady, and he stunk when he left New England.
And both of those years, you had Bill Belichick and good defenses.
Yep.
And maybe Mike Vrabel brings that too. But McDaniels has enough of a track record without Brady and Belichick, which is what this would be. So even though the uniform's the same, the whole run in Denver, terrible. The whole run in Vegas, terrible. The 1 year as offensive coordinator with the Rams, terrible. Like, the negatives far outweigh the positives when it comes to that.
Well, right. And here's how I would ask it, too. Is anybody else going to hire him?
I don't think so, unless Bill wants him in North Carolina.
I don't think anybody else is hiring him, which should tell you something. But anyway, those sound like the coordinators. McDaniels on offense, and actually strike that Shane Bowen name, because I guess he's staying with the Giants. Good.
Yeah, keep him.
Why are we bringing so many guys from the Giants? What do you need those guys for?
I don't get it.
That also ties in with Mike Vrabel's front office, which we'll get to here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Mike Vrabel's press conference will be aired live in its entirety. We'll react after it wraps up. It starts at noon. Whenever it wraps, we'll give all our thoughts on it. You can hear it here live on WEEI right here on 93.7 in Boston or on the Odyssey app. If you're waiting for Keefe's full response, line by line to Brad Marchand.
That's right.
He talked about it with Greg. He gave some thoughts early on in the show, an ugly falling out between him and Courtney this morning, quite frankly.
You know, you think Courtney would maybe have my back, but she does not.
Nope. Nope.
I've ridiculed everyone on the roster. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
That's right.
That's me.
That's it. So Keith's going to give his full response at 11. So make sure you stay locked in for that. On the front office, Charles Robinson had a couple of items here. One on Twitter yesterday. Charles Robinson is a guy who's reporting I like very much at the national level.
Yep.
He says, I'm hearing Giants personnel advisor Ryan Cowden. Again, another Giant.
You need more Giants.
Who worked with Vrabel in Tennessee. He's expected to be added to the Patriots personnel mix, but not with a GM title.
No?
I believe Elliott Wolf.
Oh, boy.
Will retain personnel power. The Wolf Pack.
Why?
Staying intact. However, Cowden's addition to the front office is Vrabel's preference. Dynamics will be interesting. I'll give you more details from Robinson. He had a accompanying full write-up on the whole Vrabel hire and McDaniels and everything else. I'll get to that, but your thoughts on that?
I don't really understand why Elliott Wolf is back, but you know he didn't get fired right after the season like Gerard Mayo did. So you're like, all right, maybe they're keeping him around a little bit. I guess Kraft likes him. It's funny because Bill Belichick even made a comment last week about how things were going great for until the last 4 years or whatever, and that also happened to coincide with when Elliott Wolf joined the front office. But he's sticking around. But bringing in Mike Vrabel. And then also allowing Mike Vrabel to bring in another guy, regardless of what the title is, makes me feel like Elliott Wolf won't have as much control. Meaning, let's say they get to the draft, they have the fourth pick. Elliott Wolf's like, hey, I really like player X. And Mike Vrabel and his handpicked guy say, no, we're trading down. I bet they trade down. That's how I view it. I think Mike Vrabel, to me, is going to individually have a lot more say than Gerard Mayo ever did.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's a low bar to step over, but
I agree with that.
I think he's going to have a lot more say.
I think Vrabel, year one, may not have all the power. I think he's going to have to prove it to the Crafts and win that power. And that's my read on it because I trust Charles Robinson, not to say I don't trust some of the local beat guys here. A lot of the local beat guys are like, no, Vrabel's going to come in. I think he'll actually end up with the final say.
Okay.
Charles Robinson, as of Sunday, and it's important to stress the immediacy of the Vrabel signing here, I've been told that Wolf will remain in the front office with his title and also retain control over personnel. So that's important. It's not just that he's on. He's going to retain control. However, there is an expectation that the Patriots will act on Vrabel's preference and move to add Ryan Cowden to a front office role. That means effectively hiring Cowden away from the Giants, where he's currently a personnel advisor, to GM Joe Shane, who's done just a great job there.
Killing it.
Like letting,
Saquon Barkley do?
Letting Saquon Barkley go. I mean, you want people in that front office. I can see why Mike Vrabel.
We need Danny Dimes.
Is so hot after this guy.
Not Saquon.
One source on Sunday compared the mix of Vrabel, Wolf, and Cowden to what initially developed with the Denver Broncos after the hiring of Sean Payton in 2023. I thought this was interesting.
Okay.
During the interview process, there was some thought that Sean Payton could ultimately end up naming his GM, depending on his landing spot. But when he was hired by the Broncos, general manager George Payton remained as a holdover on the staff, working with Sean Payton closely during the run-up to the 2023 season, and basically they worked it all out. So it's not unprecedented that you have a GM in place, the coach comes in, and it works. A lot of times that can go sideways. That's the comparison Robinson came up with. And look, I think the longer Vrabel's here, the more power he's going to carve out. But I don't think he's going to have personnel say, and I don't think Ryan Cowden is going to have personnel say right away. I think Wolf is going to have a role. And I don't like that.
It's clearly going to have a role.
But I think he's going to have say is what I mean. Yeah.
Well, and they're going to, we probably won't find out about it on the outside, but on the inside, they're going to know right away. Because the fourth pick, there's not a unanimous player or thing to do with the fourth pick. You know, you could have those three guys could all have three different plans for what they want to do with the fourth pick. And then so somebody's going to have to win that out. And then you know it's going to be held against that guy for the rest of the season. If you draft the next Jalen Polk and you're the one that stuck your neck out for him, they're going to say like, hey, I kind of like my plan a little bit better. Because I'm sure there's some guy in the front office, macro, maybe not macro, but somebody up there that maybe really liked Ladd McConkey. And watch him just light it up in a playoff game. And they're like, well, I'm glad we went with Jalen Polk. Like, I don't know how they don't, you know, think about that all year after a miss like that.
No, it's true. McConkey looked good again in the playoff game.
It was awesome.
Not that they won.
He was the only one who looked awesome.
No, let me tell you, when I say I had a rough gambling weekend, the wild card weekend gambling streets. Let's get to your phone calls. Do you like Josh McDaniels coming along with Mike Vrabel? Do you like the Vrabel hire? I think there's no excuses now that he's here, hit the ground running, and you better be competitive in year one. And on top of that, why is Elliot Wolf still here? Barry is in New Bedford. Get us started today, Barry.
Hey, guys. Guys, I'm hearing that Jonathan Kraft's not going to be there today.
You're hearing that? Because I saw Mike Kadlec had a tweet this morning that basically was like, Jonathan Kraft wasn't part of the announcement. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he's not there, but someone else told me he may not be there today. I don't know if that's true. We'll see. But I think there's a little split in who wanted Vrabel and who didn't. I think the owner really wanted him. I'm McDaniels. I'll get a restraining order. I'll have Donald Trump deport him. I don't want that guy even close to Drake May. He gets close to Drake May, he's under arrest. Because he ruined... Don't look what he did with Derek Carr. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want that guy near any quarterbacks. Brady made Josh, plain and simple. Okay, everybody knows it. And the reality is, you want Ben Johnson? Go get the passing coordinator in Detroit, Tanner Engstead, or Michael LaFleur, Matt's brother. Anything but Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, Barry. Barry, unfortunately, you're going to get...
I'm arrested. If Josh McDaniels gets near Drake May, to arrest him.
Yeah, I could get on board with that. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a good plan.
Send him to Greenland. I'm okay with that. Yeah, send him there. But, yeah, I mean, the names you're getting are like McDaniels, Tommy Rees, who we've talked about now quite a bit, Josh McCown. Like, you're hearing names like that. I don't think any of them are overly inspiring, but I would like McCown the
most.
Right,
in a vacuum, do you like, as an offensive coordinator in the NFL, Josh McDaniels or Alex Van Pelt?
Oh, I mean, McDaniels.
Yeah. Okay, same. So if Alex Van Pelt was able to get what he got out of Drake May this year, don't you think Josh McDaniels, not my first pick, not your first pick, clearly not Barry's first pick, can't he still help the development of Drake May? Like, he's not in the worst hands ever if McDaniels came in.
I mean, again, ask some of the players who played for him in, you know, Vegas and Denver.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying as an offensive coordinator.
But like, I wonder, like, is Ken Dorsey or Joe Brady the greatest offensive coordinators of all time? And Josh Allen's like, I got it. Yeah, I give Brian Daboll the most credit because Brian Daboll was there with Allen. Developed him. He wasn't great right away.
Yeah.
And then he got better. And Daboll and really Steph Diggs were a big reason for that. And then now, probably coordinator proof. You could probably have any slap up there calling plays for Josh Allen. He's going to figure it out. Now, Drake May is not Josh Allen yet, but maybe he gets to the point where as long as he doesn't have Matt Patricia calling plays for him, maybe he'll still be all right.
No, I think that's fair. There's no imagination in the McDaniels side.
No.
Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, so I've got a real quick one-season turnaround for the Pats.
Okay.
Okay, and this is how you do it. With their first three picks in the draft, they must select smart, cerebral offensive linemen who can work together as a unit and understand schemes and protections, who knock it out of the park on their Wonderlic test, because – quite frankly, what I saw was fat, dumb, and stupid on the offensive line this year for them. That's the first thing. First three picks, offensive linemen.
Okay.
Second phase is Mr. Kraft needs to de-weld his wallet and go straight to free agency grab three proven receivers for May to throw to. Right there, you've got protection for May, and you've got someone for him to throw to. That gets them leaps and bounds as to where they were this year, and it'll also open things up for Ramondre Stevenson.
Okay, so three offensive linemen.
Unit.
So you know what he actually – it's similar to some of our plans, but he's asking for the BSHA, the best smart Haas available.
Yeah, you don't just
Not just any Haas.
You don't just want the best Haas.
He wants to check Wunderlichs.
Yeah, good Wunderlichs.
Yeah, because he feels like, not my words, there were some dum-dums on the O-line this year. Right? That he thought
those are his words, yes.
There was a lot of penalties. There was a lot of blocking the wrong guy or blocking nobody at times.
Yes.
So they do need help on the offensive line. I could have just said that. That's fine.
617-779-7937. Your plans for the Patriots. We'll take them. Along with your thoughts on the Mike Vrabel hire. Again, no excuses. Hit the ground running. You'll hear Vrabel in his entirety coming up at noon. Here on WEEI, Josh McDaniels could be in tow. Elliot Wolf could be in tow. Staying in power alongside Mike Vrabel's guy in tow, Ryan Cowden. Your thoughts on all of it? Plus, again, Rich Keefe will respond in full to Brad Marchand at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for all of it. A lot there from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network.
Good energy. He was really into that report.
He was.
A lot of details. Very excited.
I'm happy he added that Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson are hot.
Oh, they're hot.
They're coaching hot, all right. Candidates. I'm happy he added that.
Sure are.
Hot guys.
Yep.
But, no, I forgot about the whole thing with Vrabel and how that sat in Tennessee. Yeah. When he sat in Robert Kraft's box when he was back as a Patriots Hall of Famer. And remember, that was in the middle of Tennessee's season.
I know.
That was
incredible.
On their bye week.
Yeah.
That wasn't like the offseason. That wasn't training camp, preseason game. That was in the middle of their year.
But that's when it kind of felt like he's going to be the next Patriots coach without a Gerard Mayo stint.
Yep.
Like, he was like, all right, it's going to be Vrabel. Made kind of a lot of sense. And, you know, that was before it went real south in Tennessee. But even still, it was like, that'd be a guy you would take. And it seemed like, oh, Tennessee's pissed because that's probably what they're even talking about. It's like the old Kyrie, Kevin Durant thing at the All-Star break.
It's true.
Were you guys talking about teaming up?
No.
Well, yeah, we were. And then
two max contracts. No, that we weren't talking about that at all. What are you talking about?
Something else altogether.
Totally.
So.
So, where is the line from? I thought it was Reese who had this. I'll have to find it. Internet's down, so I'm trying to scroll through notes on my phone here. But Reese basically said, I thought it was Reese. I'll have to double check. I got it. That they were talking about hiring Vrabel last year, but they were locked into Mayo and they didn't want to do Mayo dirty and they didn't know how that would play. It was in a piece with Jeremy Fowler. The possibility of Vrabel becoming the Patriots coach traces to last year. New England had language in Mayo's contract to become Belichick's successor, but team sources said Vrabel's unexpected availability in January 2024 after being fired by the Titans made some within the team. The kids? Some within the team wonder if those plans would be shelved in favor of Vrabel. They ultimately were convicted enough in Mayo to stick with the original plan. But there was thoughts of this last year. When do you think Vrabel officially got the job? The Chargers game?
Yeah, that was probably official. I bet they had molded over earlier in the year, and then the Chargers game had to be the death
blow. And I don't mean pen to paper.
No,
he signed, but like through back channels.
I think they wanted them all along.
We can't do this anymore. Yeah.
This is how I view it. I think I'm not discounting the story that Gerard Mayo was the coach in waiting and it was in his contract. There's a lot of reporting on that, so I believe it. But I think at the time all that happened, and at the time that Robert Kraft went on the trip to Israel with Mayo and was like, you're going to be our head coach, it's because Mike Vrabel then was killing it with the Titans and you didn't think you were going to get him. You just assumed he was going to be with the Titans for a decade. So you're like, we got to find somebody to replace Bill. I like Gerard Mayo. Then the way things both happened, Bill Belichick got worse before you thought he was going to.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo clearly wasn't ready. And then, wait a minute, Mike Vrabel's available? But we already put in the contract. So my guess is last year they were paying Bill Belichick. They didn't want to have to also pay out Gerard Mayo and pay Mike Vrabel. Because that's what it would have been.
Correct.
Mayo.
Oh, yeah, they would have had to pay Mayo. Yeah.
He would have gotten like $10 million or something, whatever it said in the thing. So whether he was on the staff or not, he would have been paid this like head coach salary. Plus, you would have to start Vrabel's new deal. And so they were probably like,
not doing it.
We'll go with this.
We're not paying Belichick, Mayo, and Vrabel. We're not doing that.
But then if it was a bad season, which it was, they were going to pivot off of it. Now, they're still paying Mayo and Vrabel for next season, but still, it's one less year.
And they're not paying Bill anymore.
No.
So you'll hear Mike Vrabel in his entirety at noon here on WEEI. You can listen live on the Odyssey app or 93.7 here in Boston. We're also going to get your Keith's response to Brad Marchand coming up a little over 5 minutes from now, right at 11 sharp. Eddie's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
The only thing I'll say about the Patriots, it's great that Vrabel's here, but we just don't have that wow factor. We shop at Filene's Basement Store, the scrap heap for all the receivers. Brady's done this back in the day. Think about it. All they got was Welker, Edelman, and Gronk.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going with that. Patriots status.
Oh, the greatest tight end of all time.
Patriots status. Did they get better, Keith? Did they get better with Vrabel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they immediately got better. Head coach is very important in the NFL, and they got a better head coach. So even without a single roster move, or a player move, I mean, they're better. Yes.
He's absolutely better than Mayo. So to answer that question that I think he was eventually going to get
better.
To, without detouring to Welker and Gronk and everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I don't know where he's headed.
They're better.
All right.
Because Keith is about to respond to the Bruins, Duke is on the Cape waiting patiently. Hello, Duke.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
You know, Keith, I think what you said was right on the money with the Bruins. They're a bunch of crybabies. But it goes further than that. It goes to the management of the team. Ever since Neely took over and he brought his buddy in, Sweeney, and they dumped Cirelli, who won him a Stanley Cup,
sure.
The team has faltered. You won't get better until you get rid of Neely and Sweeney. That's the problem. It's terrible.
Okay. Well, if they miss the playoffs, then they're on their way. Although they did get a win over the weekend.
They did. They snapped the losing streak.
In your face.
Yep.
I thought Pastrnak was the problem. I thought Marchand was the problem.
Right.
Turns out,
This might shock you. My report on Friday was not they're going to lose every game the rest of the season and Pasternak will never score a goal again, which was the response after they won.
I need to go back and listen.
After they won, yes.
Yeah.
This is, and I'm not saying that Pasternak is as bad as, let's say, Kyrie Irving, but that's the equivalent of Kyrie Irving hitting a game-winning shot and be like, you thought Kyrie was an issue in the locker room?
Kyrie, this is a good analogy, Keith. Yeah. There's a lot of shouting down that Kyrie wasn't a problem when he was here.
And then what happened?
There's a lot of shouting down in Philly that A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts are best buds. Meanwhile, A.J. Brown's not getting targets and reading books in the middle of playoff games.
Reading a book.
What was the other? Oh, Greg was talking about
the Vancouver situation right now.
JT Miller.
Yeah.
And Pettersson.
Yep.
So there's a lot of this going on. And, well, Rich Keefe had his report. Brad Marchand sounded off on Friday.
Man.
The Bruins went off on social media. Marchand
got a lot of good licks in.
Took a real shot at Keefe on social media. What was that again?
I said he got a lot of good licks in. A
lot of good licks in by Brad Marchand. So Rich Keefe will respond in its entirety. We'll go line by line with Brad Marchand ripping Keefe.
Let's do it.
We'll do it next.